Ohio today, pushing for renewal of expiring parts of the Patriot Act. Bush visited a police training center in Columbus as the Senate works on his call to make those anti-terror provisions permanent. Passed by Congress just 6 weeks after 9/11, the Patriot Act gave police and the FBI expanded search and surveillance powers. Bush maintains it's a crucial weapon in the fight against Al-Qaeda, but civil libertarians say its sweeping provisions are open to abuse. A man who was acquitted last year of charges he helped the 9/11 hijackers has been acquitted again in an appeals court in Germany. The case of Abdelghani Moussoudi was decided partly by U.S. refusals to allow captured Al-Qaeda members to testify. The five-judge panel didn't say why it upheld the verdict. Testimony at his trial showed that he trained at the same Al-Qaeda camps as the hijackers, but the Hamburg state court judges ruled the prosecution failed to prove that he knew anything about the 9/11 plot. His case will now be handed over to immigration authorities, who say that he has 2 weeks to leave Germany, but one of the man's attorneys says the process could be delayed if he decides to apply for political asylum or take some other legal steps. A hospital ship that treated thousands of tsunami victims returned to its base in California. The USNS Mercy docked at Naval Station San Diego to the cheers of families. The ship left port January 5th and arrived in February in Banda Aceh, Indonesia, one of the areas hardest hit by the tsunami. The first 10 days of their mission, the ship saw nonstop orthopedic surgeries on injuries that had gone treated for a month and a half after the December earthquake and tsunami. By March, they say the military and civilian medical staff on the ship had treated 9,500 survivors of the tsunami and earthquake. The ship left Banda Aceh in March, but it was soon called back by the Indonesian government after yet another earthquake off Nias Island. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Welcome to the UPS store. I can help you at the counter, sir.
Boy, I hate to burst your packing bubble there, but I've got a lot of copying to do and some product samples that need to be packed and shipped for my small business. I cannot be next.
Sir, you can come right up to the counter.
And take a number and wait, right?
I don't know what you're used to, but we do things differently here.
When you're running a small business, time is valuable. Get it done right at one of 3,700 convenient locations. Visit theupsstore.com for the location nearest you. Participation may vary.
How does America say dry eye relief?
Similacin.
Similacin?
Similsan.
However they pronounce it, people agree. Homeopathic Similacin is the over-the-counter way to dry eye relief. They know that eye doctor recommended Similacin stimulates your eyes' natural ability to moisturize themselves. No harsh chemicals, no known side effects, just fast, healthy relief. So no matter how you ask for it,
Similacin,
Similacin.
Similacin means healthy relief. Similacin dry eye relief at retailers everywhere.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 Motels are individually owned and operated.
The Al Franken Show.
On the next Al Franken Show, an all-new Wait, Wait! Plus, the New York Times' David K. Johnston on class in America and whether Hugh Hefner is really the embodiment of it. CIA spook Gary Schroen will tell haunting tales of Afghanistan, and our great friend Joe Connison eases us into the weekend with some relaxing outrages from Washington and a few grilling tips. All next time on Franken.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for joining us. It's about 7 past the hour. Did you have a good day? Everything okay? Today is the 39th day since the Times of London reported the existence of the secret minutes of that super-secret meeting that laid out Bush's plans for starting a war based on absolute lies. Since that war began, we're approaching 1,700 Americans have been killed. Thousands of U.S. soldiers have had their limbs blown off, their eyes put out, their minds shredded. Tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians have been murdered by the United States, including an uncounted number of Iraqi children who have had their arms and legs blown off, their eyes put out, or in some cases turned into red mist. Why isn't the liberal American media reporting this story on day 39 on the front page of every newspaper? And why is it not the lead of every television newscast? And why aren't the writers and commentators demanding the resignation of both George W. Bush and Dick Cheney? They are, in fact, war criminals. Speaking of war criminals, did you see any television today? You see Bush? He gave one of his little tight-ass speeches in front of all the blue shirts at the State Patrol Academy in Columbus, Ohio. Did you see that? Oh, my God. I kept waiting for his right arm to automatically fly up like Peter Sellers did in Dr. Strangelove. Remember that? His arm kept going up and he would go, "No, he will not go up." Remember? Now, in the days of black and white television, you wouldn't have been able to see the color of the shirts on those, I guess they're cadets, they graduated or about to graduate, I'm not sure, these state troopers in Ohio, which has turned out to be, by the way, one of the most corrupt Republican bastions in the nation. It's right up there with Florida. But if you couldn't see the blue shirts and black ties, if you had black and white television, you'd swear you were watching a History Channel docudrama on Hitler's rise to power. Benny Riefenstahl couldn't have done a better job than what was done today by a television pool camera. I'm looking at, from Yahoo, our senior correspondent, Chris, sent me the photo. I mean, I saw it today, just glanced at the television and went screaming into the bathroom. But here I've got the picture in front of me. And it's scary. It's not scary, it's infuriating. But there he is, this little tin horn dictator wannabe with the military style enforcement behind him. Wow. From Kansas, one of our listeners sent this to us. The subject line says, "Oh, another day in Kansas." A state panel in that state says the Saline County District Judge George Robertson should be removed from the bench for looking at pornography on his office computer. You stay with me. This gets weirder. Five of the seven members of the Commission on Judicial Qualification said today that Robertson's actions violated rules of judicial conduct. judge sitting in his chambers looking at porn on his office computer. Okay, so far just, you know, a little weird, but no different from what probably 50 million American men do on a regular basis in this country anyway, so what's the big deal? The panel also said that Robertson, the judge, didn't adequately defend his actions. Judge Robertson said at a May 25th hearing that stress from his duties as a church elder and a heavy caseload led him to the adult websites he viewed over a nine-month period. His duties as a church elder. Oh, Judge Jesus is going to be pissed off you said that, boy. Oh, he also said his hobby of raising chickens led him to a poultry website where he typed in baby chicks. That's right, you're way ahead of me. He says the results led him to porn sites. Oh, my God. Well, chickens are warm and kind of tight, but do they vibrate? That's what Neil Horsley, the Republican psychopath, anti-abortion freak, probably wants to know. What about them baby chicks? You know, down here in Georgia, we got mules, but hell, baby chick. Stress from his duties as a church elder led him to a porn site? What the hell does that mean? That means it's a typical Republican response when they are caught up to their necks in their hypocrisy. Now, it doesn't say what sort of church this freak goes to, but I'm sure that the minister probably rails against stuff like porn. Because, you know, there's an element in the church community that's a strong element, as a matter of fact, that says if you're looking at porn, you know, if you're a man, you're looking at porn, you're cheating on your wife. You're committing adultery. But his duties as a church elder made him do it? Hell, that's the Jimmy Swaggart defense, wasn't it? I was so stressed praying to the Lord I had to go see them hookers. I did, and I cheated. I stand before you today. I cheated. Bring the camera over here on my wife. I've been unfaithful to you, baby. Ah!
That's all right, Jimmy. Your ass gonna burn in hell.
Baby chicks? The guy says his hobby of raising chickens led him to poultry websites where he typed in baby chicks, and that's how he got to the porn site. Oh, my God! I think you ought to leave him on the bench. I've never heard such creative answers. This is great. This is a creative judge. He was looking at porn. It's his stress from his duties as a church elder and his hobby of raising chickens. Poultry porn? Does Frank Perdue know about this? Poultry porn? Jesus, God. You can't make this stuff up, right? You can't. This is from KSLLink.com news. It's just astonishing, isn't it? Isn't it what these guys come up with? His duties as a church elder and the fact that he raises chickens. Okay.
Nice breast there, chickie.
No, I'm just going to the website because, I like chicken. You know, I like a thigh in each hand and a breast in my mouth and, baked chicken.
Jesus. And the Tulsa Zoo, did you hear this thing at the Tulsa Zoo? Oh, dear God. There's two stories, the story from Monday and the story from today. Here's the story from Monday. A couple of displays at the Tulsa Zoo have angered some people to take their kids there. Now, these two displays, according to these freaks, have aspects of religion. For example, over the elephant exhibit at the Tulsa Zoo, there's a statue of an elephant called Ganesha. And as you know, for Hindus, Ganesh is a revered deity, one of the most important in the religion. But the curator of the exhibit at the Tulsa Zoo said it's not religious in this setting. The curator is a guy named Brett Fiddler, and he said, look, we exhibit it out of the religious context, strictly as a museum piece. Okay? So you've got this Hindu symbol over by the elephant house. Now, the rest of the story is going to freak you out. It's just going to freak you out. It's going to make you claw at your eyes. It's going to make you want to break your ankles. Just stick around till the break's over. You got to hear the rest of this.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity by simply telling your brain you are full. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine. It's true. H57 Hoodia is now available in America in its purest form. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight. Become an H57 success story. Just listen to this.
I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy. Although I struggled and lost most of the weight I had gained, those last 30 pounds seemed impossible to get rid of. A little over 2 months ago, I started using H57 Hoodia, and I've already lost about 25 pounds, and I still eat all the foods I enjoy. H57 is incredible. From the very first time I tried it, I just wasn't as hungry, so I ate less and finally lost the weight I wanted.
Become an H57 success story. Call for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia toll-free 1-800-227-0361. That's 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
You're listening to the sounds of MDC, featuring the vocals of Michael Dean Carr and the legendary rhythm section of Chuck Rainey and Bernard Purdy. MDC are bringing their original mix of rock, jazz, and R&B to B.B. King's Blues Club and Grill on June 9th at 8 o'clock. If you've listened to Aretha Franklin, Marvin Gaye, The Rascals, Steely Dan, Paul Simon, or James Brown, you've heard members of MDC tear it up. And on June 9th, you can see them tear it up live at B.B. King's. A portion of the proceeds from this show will benefit City Harvest. Tickets are $20 in advance, $22.50 day of show at the door. Get your tickets now by heading to the Air America Radio website at www.airamericaradio.com and click on the show's link. MDC, live at B.B. King's, one night only, June 9th at 8 p.m. Go to airamericaradio.com, click on shows, and get your tickets now.
Planet Check. You are one of us, ocean warriors, in the fight to save the oceans, waves, and beaches.
International Surfing Day cleans up.
This June 21st, Surfrider Foundation is working with Surfing Magazine, Boost Mobile, and Billabong to hold the first ever International Surfing Day.
That's Matt McLean, Director of Marketing for the Surfrider Foundation.
We're going to be going down to the beach and paddling out in the water, and then stick around for a beach cleanup. We're going to be holding beach cleanups in California, Florida, New York, and Texas.
Last year, 4 tons of cigarette litter was picked up off our beaches in a single day.
So we're excited to get people out there and picking up all kinds of trash and keeping our coast clean.
For all the 411, go to surfingthemag.com. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
I'm going to give you a secret, something that will save you time and money. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, you can hold your meetings online, so you don't ever have to leave your office. So, while driving your sales up, your travel costs are going down. Schedule a meeting in advance or on the fly, and during your conference call, everyone logs on and they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. Present, demonstrate, and collaborate, just like you're all in the same room. With GoToMeeting, you'll get more done more efficiently. Unlike other providers, GoToMeeting is affordable. For one low monthly rate, meet as often as you want. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
She wants to shine forever inside. She is so driven, she's always mine. Cleaning and free, she wants it to be a part of the future, a guy like me.
21 past the hour. So, Tulsa, Oklahoma Zoo. Over by the elephants at the Tulsa Zoo, there's a statue of an elephant called Ganesha. And that, of course, is a Hindu deity. The curator of the exhibit at the Tulsa Zoo said it's not being used as a religious icon in this setting. Brett Fidler, who's the curator of the zoo, said, "We exhibit it out of the religious context strictly as a museum piece." Okay. Now, two guys, Dan Hicks and John Jones, say they don't believe him. Now, remember, this is Monday's story. I've got today's story that'll... Same topic. So these two guys say, that's unbelievable. They don't believe it. They say they take their kids to the Tulsa Zoo, and John Jones says, I just don't want to see religious icons at the zoo, he says. He says, we needed to leave it to just make a display of animals and the education of children about nature. Now Hicks, the other guy, Dan Hicks, he says, whoa. I want the Hindu icon removed unless you put up my religious icons. Now, what John Hicks or Dan Hicks is suggesting is a biblical account of creation that the zoo staff so far has rejected. Now, the Tulsa Zoo says the belief that God created the animals has no scientific merit, and that's why it's not mentioned at the freaking zoo. The zookeeper. The curator. Brett Fidler says, quote, we display things that have been proven through the scientific method, and intelligent design has not been proven to the point that it belongs in an institution like the Tulsa Zoo. You can almost see this guy starting to melt down, right? He probably wears brown or green pants and a shirt, and you can just see him start to shrink inside that because you know he's going to melt down. Now, the two critics, Dan Hicks and John Jones and some other religious fanatics in Tulsa, also say that one of the zoo's most visible symbols, it's right by the entrance, is a big globe of the earth. And they say, well, that evokes religion because it has a saying around it. The earth is our mother, the sky is our father. That's religious. That's religious. They don't talk about God and Jesus. That's religious. Now, the zoo staff says it's there to add a Native American flair. Well, Native American, but it's also, I don't know, 50 or 60 other religions, right? But our complainer, Dan Hicks, says he believes it's another example of openness to anything but the Christian view. All right. The Tulsa Parks Board, which oversees the zoo, decided they would take up this meeting, or this controversy, earlier this week, I think Wednesday, and it decided it will vote at that time on whether or not to allow a display on the biblical view of creation, the Christian view. Okay, that was Wednesday, today. The Associated Press reports, the Tulsa Zoo will display the biblical version of the Earth's creation in an exhibit at the zoo. The Tulsa Park and Recreation Board voted 3-1 last night to display the exhibit on creationism despite opposition from zoo employees, religious leaders, and others who say it should not be part of a publicly funded scientific institution. But supporters of the creationist point of view include the mayor of Tulsa, Bill LaFortune, who says the Tulsa Zoo already has displays such as an elephant statue that has Hindu significance by Christ. So, The exhibit on the Christian view of creationism will include a little disclaimer saying, this display is only one example of a widely held view of the origins of Earth. Goo. It's just unbelievable, isn't it? Remember last year, about this time? Well, no, we weren't working here this time, but a little bit, I don't know, last fall, we reported that at the Grand Canyon National Park, there is a federal, yeah, Grand Canyon, there are booklets out there now that says that say that the Grand Canyon is really only about, you know, 6,000 years old, that the Grand Canyon is a result of the flood, the Noah's flood. And the state, or the federal parks, the Department of Parks, whatever the hell it's called, said, well, we're going to have to remove that. And enough of these slimy, fake Christians started stamping their feet and threatening to crap in their pants if they didn't get their way, so they decided to leave the display there. So now if you go to Grand Canyon National Park, you have a choice. And, you know, that's what America's all about. Besides, we've been pushing Christians around way too long. You know, these poor, sick little Christians, you know, they're just so put upon. They don't own any radio stations. They don't own any television stations. They don't control any branch of government. They don't influence military academies. They don't threaten television networks and radio networks and huge retailers. They can't get their way, you know. So we got to make room for these poor little miserable bastards.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Lauer, and Sunday night, the Discovery Channel and I want to find out who's your greatest American.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
George Washington.
Who's done the most to shape your values and culture?
Oprah Winfrey.
Who inspired you and changed the way you live?
Muhammad Ali.
Now you get to vote and decide in Greatest American, a four-part series on the Discovery Channel, hosted by me, Matt Lauer.
For the people, by the people.
Greatest American, Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on the Discovery Channel.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
You know those swoopy Italian supercars you always see in the movies? Or those hyper-expensive Autobahn burners that are always on car magazine covers? Have you ever met anybody who actually owns one? Of course not. Most people drive something a lot less exotic. But the funny thing about cars is, it doesn't matter what you drive. If you take care of it, it can be the best car in the world. So even if you don't drive a high-performance car, you should be buying a high-performance oil. Like new Mobil 1 Extended Performance. It's a new kind of lubricant with extra cleaning agents and 50% more Supersin. Mobil 1 Extended Performance really does extend performance and provides powerful protection of critical engine parts for an incredible 15,000 miles, guaranteed. Okay, so maybe you aren't driving the world's most expensive car, but we'll guarantee you that for the next 15,000 miles, it might just be one of the world's best protected. Mobil 1 Extended Performance, the oil that's changing oil.
Listen, hear that? The loons are early this year. And look, Ben Ely has a new power boat. He sure does look happy. And what's this I hear? A new robin's nest in the old willow tree. You know, it's really noisy out here. Think I'll go inside. Think I'll go to geico.com. Just a few peaceful clicks and I'm there. Look, there's my free car insurance rate quote. Can I really be saving that much money? It makes me want to run out on the porch and yell at the top of my lungs, take that, Lake Serenity. But no, I'll just sit here where it's quiet, close my eyes and dream. Dream of Dan Ely and his new powerboat hitting an iceberg. I don't know what your dream is, but I do know where you can find it. Where 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance. Geico.com. It's quick. It's easy. It could change your life.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Hi, this is Larry King. Did you know that drinking a glass of delicious Welch's grape juice every day can actually help keep your heart healthy? It was news to me. But studies have shown that because Welch's 100% grape juice is made from antioxidant-rich Concord grapes with no added sugar, it's actually good for your heart. In fact, Welch's has twice the antioxidant power of orange juice. But who's counting? I'm too busy enjoying the taste. Welch's grape juice. Isn't it nice to know that something as good as Welch's is good for your heart, too?
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The phonics game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read. And then call the phonics game.
Call now. 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now. 1-800-801-GAME.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron, and while Mark Riley rides the teacups in Disney World, I'll be doing the show live from the Strand Bookstore in Manhattan. Playwright and actor Eric Bogosian will be there to hang out, along with comedian Jim David and mayoral candidate C. Virginia Fields. Plus, I'll give free stuff to our live audience. It'll be like a big birthday party, but with books. Friday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
About 25 before the hour. Let us digress here for just a moment. Andy Stevenson is calling in from Seattle. I'm sure you folks remember Andy. We talked about him on this program. He needed surgery for what I believe was cancer or tumors on his pancreatic. How do you say it, Kathy? His pancreas. I almost said pancreatic organ. That doesn't make any sense. And an awful lot of money was raised for Andy, and he had the surgery, and Andy joins us now. Andy, for those of us who might, or those folks who might not be aware of what you went through, tell us just very quickly what you went through and how you're doing now. Well, as soon as we can get Andy up, hello.
Hello.
There we go. Yeah. Andy, did you hear any of that?
I did, Mike, and thanks to your listeners and your show. First off, I want to thank everybody who helped me, because they certainly made the difference in helping me to get a surgery that I needed to help save my life. And what I had was a golf ball-sized tumor in the head of my pancreas. And they removed that along with my gallbladder, my duodenum, and part of my small intestine. And they replumbed me. Well, at this point, I've got a nice 18-inch gash on my abdomen, and I'm still real uncomfortable because of whenever you have abdominal surgery, it's, from what I understand, it's the worst.
Mm-hmm.
But I am recovering at home now, and in a couple of weeks I start radiation and chemo. But the doctor that did the surgery at Johns Hopkins says that with an aggressive round of radiation and chemotherapy that he expects me to make a full recovery at this point. So I'm capable.
That's amazing. That's amazing, Andy. I'm sure that you had did a lot of research prior to the surgery, and understood the odds against you in what you were dealing with.
Were very high.
Yeah,
were very high.
Yeah.
And the tumor was confined. It didn't have any tentacles moving out from it. It was I was very lucky, very very lucky, and I had the best surgeon in the world for this. And I was actually on the operating table for almost 8 hours.
Good Lord.
Yeah. It was a marathon surgery, and the day after, they had me up walking around. I didn't want to be up walking around, but they had me up walking around anyway.
Yeah, that makes sense, to prevent the blood clotting and all sorts of things. For people who don't know what the hell we're talking about here, Andy Stevenson was one of the people who was involved in the blackboxvoting.org site that made the initial investigations into the fraud of the American electoral system and how that is in place now, and pretty much guarantees that we'll never have another honest election in this country, wherever those voting machines are, until they're removed. You're now with Verified Voting, is that correct?
No, I'm actually with an organization called Vote Trust USA.
Vote Trust USA?
Vote Trust USA. Okay. I'm working with Kevin Zeese, Linda Shade. They were with True Vote Maryland. John Gideon and Ellen Thiessen of Voters Unite, and Joan Krawitz, who was who helped with the recount efforts in New Mexico, Ohio, and New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
A real good group of people.
How is that going? It takes a lot of energy just on a good day to do that sort of thing, and you have not had a whole lot of good days lately. Of course, I guess coming out of the surgery was a good day.
Coming out of the surgery was a great day. Although a few days after the surgery, I felt like I was going to die. But my focus has been for the last couple of months now has been myself. For the next couple of months going forward, I'm focusing on myself. You know, I have one job right now, and that job's to get well, and then I can continue with my work. But right now, I have to focus on myself and get well, and then go back to doing what I was doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've kind of been following the story as it unfolded. I know there were a couple of speed bumps on the road to get you in for this surgery that were kind of grim for everybody. I'm not talking about the medical. I'm talking about some of the comments and things that were raised by people who really didn't give a damn about you, apparently, or about what you're involved in, but just decided to be. I can't say it on the air, but it starts with S, the first part, and then it goes Stirs, the S Stirs. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
And
right.
So I know you had
excrement Stirs.
There you go. Thank you very much. So I know you had that to deal with too, and I kind of followed what was going on a couple of different websites, and I'm glad to hear a couple of things. First of all, that you got the surgery. I think that was the important thing. And secondly, whatever issues were raised were handled, in my opinion, they were handled and put to rest, and the people responsible for raising those issues have been sent to their rooms for the next 5 years. And third,
well,
and most
they're still harping on it. You know, there's a group that, you know, you could show them video of me lying on the operating table, and they're still not going to believe that that there was anything wrong. But you know, I'm not concentrating on those people.
I wouldn't think.
This way, you know, any publicity is good publicity as long as they spell your name right.
Well, that's one way to look at it. Unless that publicity comes in the form of a wanted poster, you know. But
well, yeah, of course.
But no, I know what you mean. I the third thing, and it should be the first thing, the most important thing was you made it through, and the prognosis is good at this point. Or guarded, or.
It's good. I'm the doctor. My surgeon was the top pancreatic specialist in the world, the number one. He's the chief of the gastroenterology surgical unit at Johns Hopkins. He teaches at Johns Hopkins, and he has for the past several years researched pancreatic cancer issues and. From what I understand, he doesn't mince words. And if I weren't going to be okay, he would have told me I wasn't going to be okay. But he spoke to my family after the surgery when I was in recovery, and his message has been consistent that he expects me to make a full recovery. So that's what I'm going with, and that's where my head's at right now.
That's amazing, amazingly good. I'm just so happy for you. I get so tired of hearing stories that have grim endings. It's nice to hear one that has what appears to be a good ending, a positive ending. Have you got your appetite back yet?
It's coming back. The funny thing that I've noticed is, and I found this out after the surgery, is that your tastes change. For example, I loved tomatoes before the surgery, but now they taste like straw. And celery is like peach sweet to me. It's very, very sweet. So I'm eating a lot of celery, which, you know, before it just, you know, it was kind of bland, but it's very sweet now.
I'll be doing.
So I'm trying to eat a lot of vegetables and fruits because your pancreas takes some time afterwards to start producing the enzymes again. And I'm taking a supplement, an enzyme supplement. But at some point in time, I do hope that my pancreas will be producing those enzymes. And as an added bonus, I had developed diabetes before the surgery, and with the completion of the surgery, I'm no longer having to take insulin. I'm off of insulin. My blood sugar is staying perfect.
Wow.
And that's a positive in and of itself.
Isn't it weird to get so intimate with your body organs? We never go through this until they become diseased and we have to have things done to them. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, hi, you're my pancreas? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, you're my lungs? Ah, why do you keep filling up with fluid? You know, that sort of thing. It's just bizarre. I went through something similar to that. But it's so bizarre how we don't really pay any attention to the internal plumbing until all of a sudden it gets stopped up. And then it's like, oh, damn. Well, Andy,
yeah. Well,
we're very pleased. I'm very pleased. Let me put it in the first person singular. I'm very pleased to hear from you. I'm glad things worked out as they worked out. Please stay in touch. Get all well so you can continue to kick ass and try to help win our democracy back. That's on your agenda, I would imagine.
Yeah, that is definitely on my agenda. I've never backed down from a fight, Mike, and this is one I don't intend on backing down from. And again, thank you so much. I cannot thank you enough for what you did to help me with raising the funds for the surgery. It means a lot to me, and I do appreciate it, sir, very much.
Well, you're more than welcome. And you know, for the hundreds of people that responded, or thousands of people that responded, that's kind of the important thing. Andy, get well. Stay in touch.
Thank you.
Call us again, okay?
All right, Mike. Thank you.
All right, sir. Take care. Vote Trust USA. Look it up. I don't know if it's .com, .org. Look it up. Vote Trust USA. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Come on me. I got a 008 Dean Martin guitar in the backseat of the car. Hey, are you happy leaving Mississippi with the radio on? Cause we can hit by the bridge, still got the radio. We can hit by the
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
From TNT, executive producer Steven Spielberg and DreamWorks Television, a six-week television event from the first Wagon West to a clash of two nations.
The white men are like locusts.
From the California Gold Rush to a railroad that united a country.
I came out west to make my fortune.
This summer's most anticipated television event, Into the West. Three chances to watch every weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. See it tonight at 8, 7 Central on TNT.
Our apologies, but in the interest of bettering the future of your teeth, we're going to resort to a rather unpleasant tactic. Coercion. We will play the sound of someone grinding their teeth at night until somebody out there buys a doctor's night guard. Wear it at night to cushion and save your teeth. Come on. Somebody? There. Thank you, Kelly Kaplan of Paramus, New Jersey, for buying a doctor's night guard and relieving the nightly grind in the oral care section.
You're listening to the sounds of MDC, featuring the vocals of Michael Dean Carr and the legendary rhythm section of Chuck Rainey and Bernard Purdy. MDC are bringing their original mix of rock, jazz, and R&B to B.B. King's Blues Club and Grill on June 9th at 8 o'clock. If you've listened to Aretha Franklin, Marvin Gaye, The Rascals, Steely Dan, Paul Simon, or James Brown, you've heard members of MDC tear it up. And on June 9th, you can see them tear it up live at B.B. King's. A portion of the proceeds from this show will benefit City Harvest. Tickets are $20 in advance, $22.50 day of show at the door. Get your tickets now by heading to the Air America Radio website at www.airamericaradio.com and click on the show's link. MDC, live at B.B. King's, one night only, June 9th at 8 p.m. Go to airamericaradio.com, click on shows, and get your tickets now.
I'm going to give you a secret, something that will save you time and money. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, you can hold your meetings online, so you don't ever have to leave your office. So, while driving your sales up, your travel costs are going down. Schedule a meeting in advance or on the fly, and during your conference call, everyone logs on and they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. Present, demonstrate, and collaborate, just like you're all in the same room. With GoToMeeting, you'll get more done more efficiently. Unlike other providers, GoToMeeting is affordable. For one low monthly rate, meet as often as you want. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 34 days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
Would you like to live a longer and healthier life, improve sexual performance and pleasure, slow down the aging process, and look younger? Of course you would, but how? Total Health Vitamins carries over 18,000 products that will improve your life today. All products are 100% natural and unconditionally guaranteed. Lower your blood pressure naturally. Increase sexual performance and activity. Lose weight with healthy diet supplements including Hoodia. And stay young looking with anti-aging supplements. Total Health Vitamins makes good health affordable. Visit our website at thvitamins.com. That's thvitamins.com. Today's special money-saving offer is Viramax for men and Viramax for women. As seen on TV, this doctor-endorsed patented formula improves sexual performance and pleasure. A three-month supply normally retails for $59.99, but TH Vitamins' low price is only $35.98, saving you over $24. Order now. Call 1-800-901-1811. That's 1-800-901-1811. Or order online at thvitamins.com.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Ten before the hour, we have a lot of ground to cover tonight, so you might want to hold off on phoning in for a while, because I've got just a bunch of stuff here. If you're on hold, stick around. I mean, you know, if you don't mind having a sweaty ear. I think about that story from the Tulsa Zoo, and there was something on CBS or ABC? What was it? CBS News we were watching tonight. The people in Patchatoula or something, Louisiana, who want Jesus in the classroom. Period. End of discussion. And they're not going to put up with it anymore. And I'm sorry. This really displays kind of a bigotry on my part. And I just apologize because I guess all bigotry is bad. But this has become deeply ingrained in me. When I see these so-called Christians, the ones who complain about the Tulsa Zoo with with a globe that says, you know, Earth is Mother, Sky is Father, whatever, Mother Earth, Father Sky, and they just start peeing all over themselves with their rage or their fear is what it is. And then these parents in Louisiana, and they're not just Louisiana, the only reason I'm mentioning that is because it was in the news tonight, demanding that, their interpretation of Christianity, and it's not Christianity, it's some kind of psychopathic, drooling, Satan worship. Because in order for these people to practice the brand of Christianity, they talk about there's one God in Christianity, and Jesus and so on and so forth, but they're lying. They also worship in an indirect way, in an inverse way, Satan. So I've come to the conclusion these people are Satanists. They have a very narrow pantheon of gods, and they're demons on the one hand and angels or saints or God or Christ on the other, and it's just a total perversion. But what gets me, what really drives me insane, is the kind of brain dead blind persistence these religious thugs have in insisting that everybody believe or listen to their form of belief, and if you don't believe what they believe, you're going to burn in hell. You know, you have no choice. You know, you're just a miserable lump of humanity unless you accept their version of what used to be a legitimate religion. Now, I'm saying legitimate, not good, not bad, just legitimate. Christianity has always been a legitimate religion as it went out and murdered millions of people. It was still a legitimate religion. You know, they collect money, they build big buildings, they send missionaries out to go kill people and bring disease and death and destruction. So that makes it a legitimate religion. But these mouth breathers, these slugs God, every time I see them on television, I don't know what to do. I can't believe that I am of the same species that they are. You know, they look like me. They have arms, legs, eyes, torsos on the outside, you know. And just the raging insecurity and paranoia that these people have. You know, they keep saying it's a Christian nation, and yet they also say that they're being discriminated against. By what? By whom? By which institution or organization? What government? Is it the city council, the state, the federal? You know, who discriminates? Who keeps pushing these sorry bastards into the corner to the point where they strike out like this? Look at this Bill Pryor, this useless former Alabama attorney general, who honestly believes that the Ten Commandments, I guess, should be tattooed on everybody's ass cheek or something. You know, just a sick, sick man who is now going to be a federal judge. I don't quite get this. And I think maybe Bush and Cheney, who are absolute secularists, they really are. They're no more religious than I am. But what they've come to is how to manipulate these people. You know, George Bush is not a Christian. Oh, for God's sake. And Dick Cheney? You know, they are not. They simply are not. But they've learned how to pump this piety, this fake, oily, greasy, thick, sludge-like piety out of the Oval Office and in his speeches. This combination of piety and militarism, which is throughout history, has always been one of the hallmarks of fascism. But the proles, you know, the ones out there in Louisiana or Illinois or New York, yeah, it doesn't make any difference where they are. California, it doesn't make any difference. The proles who stand around You know, in their flip-flops and their T-shirts. See, I tell you, it's bigotry, and I'm sorry. But you know, they stand around their flip-flops and their T-shirts and their mouths hanging open and their dull, dried-out skin and their kind of frizzy, unresponsive hair because they don't eat right, they don't exercise, they don't think, they don't believe in science. They just infest and inhabit these bodies like demons. Until it's time for the rapture, or it's time for Jesus to come. And they just make me sick. I mean, literally, they turn my stomach. And I don't quite get this paranoia. Oh, they're just being pushed around, aren't they? They're just being denied everything. God, I can't stand it. We'll get back to regular topics right after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
When Tony Blair came to Washington this week, he encouraged George Bush to boost U.S. aid to the troubled populations of Africa. In response, Bush offered to increase U.S. assistance to Africa by $674 million. That sounds like a lot of money, but this is only one-tenth of what Blair and the leaders of other industrialized nations were looking for from the United States. Bush was merely tossing Blair, his partner in Iraq, a bone. But in another matter, Bush was hardly stingy. In a civil case against the tobacco industry, the Bush administration was expected to ask for $130 billion in damages. But then it reduced the sum to $10 billion. So the tobacco gang gets a break of $120 billion, and the people of Africa get up one-half of 1% of that. This certainly shows who benefits the most from Bush's generosity. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Do you value your right to privacy? Then pay attention to this. The Bush administration has given the U.S. military access to your personal records in a domestic spying program far more ambitious than anything undertaken in the past. Since 2002, local law enforcement and other government agencies have been making information about civilians available to a Pentagon power center most people have never heard of. The name? The U.S. Northern Command, or NORTHCOM. Mother Jones reveals that NORTHCOM has been skirting privacy laws by forging partnerships with private data miners. Because most of NORTHCOM's activity takes place in secret, very little is known about exactly what kind of information the center is gathering and on whom. Are there any laws keeping the Pentagon from spying on you? Not really, but there should be. For the full report, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASE also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASE can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASE now. 800-778-3921. 800-778-3921. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance. So call right now. 800-778-3921. 800-778-3921. Not available in all states.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. A claim today from North Korea that it's building more nuclear bombs and has the ability to arm them on missiles. South Korea's leader will be talking to George Bush about deadlocked efforts to get the communist state to disarm. North Korea is widely believed to have enough weapons-grade plutonium for a half dozen nuclear bombs. Asked by ABC News if it was building more, the nation's vice foreign minister said, yes, as for specifically how many we have, that is a secret, he said. He also implied the North was able to mount nuclear warheads on its missiles, which, if true, would be a potentially significant advance. There's no way to confirm North Korea's claims. Japan, though, responded by saying it believes North Korea's nuclear weapons programs are, quote, considerably advanced. South Korea's president making a trip to meet with George Bush amid signs of strain in the U.S.-South Korean alliance over the nuclear standoff with the North. U.S. officials claimed this week to have made progress in talks with North Korean officials in New York and said the North Koreans expressed a commitment to the arms talks, which also include China, Japan, and Russia. However, no date has been set for the negotiations to restart, and the South Koreans are essentially treating the development with skepticism. The Senate approved former Alabama Attorney General William Pryor for a seat on the U.S. Appeals Court. The vote, 53-45, to confirm Pryor to the 11th Circuit. George Bush had given Pryor what's called a recess appointment in February 2004, so he's already on the court. The Democrats had filibustered his nomination, but that appointment would have ended this year, except that now the Senate has confirmed him and he can stay. The Senate confirmed three now of Bush's appellate nominees in less than 3 weeks after senators made that deal to end the filibuster fight. $10 billion appears to be a major roadblock to passage of a new six-year highway and transit spending bill. George Bush is threatening to veto a measure that's about $10 billion over his limit. The Senate passed a $295 billion version that boosts the highway trust fund through federal gas taxes, but Transportation Secretary Norm Mineta says that version is not acceptable. The $284 billion House plan includes about 35% more money than the last bill passed back in 1998. That measure expired at the end of 2003. A conference on anti-Semitism in Europe finished up with governments promising to work harder to fight religious intolerance and other forms of intolerance. In Cordoba, Spain, the two-day conference of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe ended with a final statement in which delegates stressed the importance of interfaith dialogue. It also insisted that strife in the Middle East cannot be used as justification for violence against Jews. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Dad, Pop, Padre, no matter what you call him, he deserves something cool this Father's Day. And you'll find it at Radio Shack's Father's Day sales event, like Sirius Satellite Radio with over 120 channels. And right now, get a free home kit and $50 Sirius mail-in rebate with purchase. Hurry into Radio Shack's Father's Day sales event today, because Dad doesn't need another tie. Good with qualifying purchase between 610 and 6125 with new 6-month prepaid subscription. Age, residency, and other restrictions apply. Service renews automatically. Activation fees and taxes may apply. Cannot be combined with any other offers. See Sirius.com or store for details. Void where prohibited.
You know, sleep can really impact how we look. I've noticed when I don't get enough sleep, not only does my skin look duller, but I just look older. So when I have pain and trouble sleeping, I don't just put up with it. I take something. Tylenol PM. It doesn't make me groggy, and it's non-habit forming. I just look and feel better when I get enough sleep. For me, it's not just about hitting the gym and stocking up at the makeup counter. It's about making sure I relieve my pain and I can sleep. Tylenol PM. Use only as directed.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for a free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-774-1683. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1683. That's 1-800-774-1683.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Randy Rhodes.
Federal health officials are examining rare reports of blindness among some men using Viagra. Now, you're not supposed to put the Viagra in your eye, I must tell you. But Republicans are not so bright. They might be sticking it in the wrong place. Yeah, no. But think about it. A world of blind men with erections. It's my dream. Oh, I'm so happy.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Scream to be heard over the music. It's about 7 past the hour. Texas Governor Rick Perry, Rick Goodhair Perry, the guy who, that's another closeted gay man. He cheats on his wife to have sex with other men. Not that there's anything wrong with that, except for the the blatant hypocrisy. I don't know how gay folk can stand it, to know that so many people in so many positions of absolute power and influence who happen to be gay totally deny their orientation and just wreak hell on other gay people and lesbian people and transgender people. It's just unbelievable, isn't it? I mean, I don't know, if I were gay, I was thinking, you know, I used to say if I were black, I would either be in prison or dead, but I would have taken a lot of whiteys with me, you know, and it was a pretty rough thing to say, but, you know, when you grew up in the time that I grew up, in the places I grew up, I don't know how black folk stood it. I don't. I don't know how black folk were able to overcome. And I feel kind of the same way, not quite, but kind of the same way about gay folk now. And that feeling is becoming stronger because, you know, yeah, gay folk could always blend and hide and live that kind of fake life, you know, that was forced on them by the dominant culture. But it's open season on gay people, you know. It used to be open season on black folk. It used to be open season on Jews, open season on Irish. Now it's open season on gays. Only, I don't remember these psychopaths using the Bible to go after Irish. Well, they did use the Bible, I guess, to go after Jews and blacks, but not Italians, not Irish. But they're using the Bible. And once you use the Bible as a weapon, the group or the person against whom you're using it as a weapon doesn't have a chance. Because of the thousands of mouth-breathing, knuckle-dragging, flip-flop-wearing, nutsoid so-called Christians, there's going to be one out there who will pick up a hammer or a gun or a club or a whip or chains or fish hooks or a rifle or something and go kill him a queer. So, I, when you have somebody like Rick Goodhair Perry, or some of these other people, this guy, this mayor of where? Is it Seattle? Is it mayor of Seattle? No, it couldn't be the mayor of Seattle. Who is it, Kathy? You know, the guy who was cruising gay websites and offering people jobs in exchange for sex and a pedophile and also, you know. Huh?
There's so many, it's hard to keep them straight, so to speak,
yeah. But anyway, I digress. I don't know. Like 20 years ago, were I a black man, I would have been heavily armed, and I would have used the weapons, and I would be dead by now, or in prison. If I were a gay man right now, I'd be heavily armed, and I would use the weapons, I'd be in prison, or dead. You know, I just, that's just how I feel. I'm not very good at being an oppressed minority in my head. Now, I've never been an oppressed minority. I've been the oppressor because I'm white and I'm male. And for a while, I was Christian. Oh, my God. And American. Woo! Son of a bitch, what a combination that is. That's Uber male, isn't it? That's the quadrifecta. But I've given it all up, except I can't get out of gender and I can't get out of race, but the rest of it, you know. Anyway, God, I digress again. Texas Governor Rick Perry is suggesting that gay veterans ought to get the hell out of Texas if they don't like the proposed anti-gay constitutional amendment passing in the great state of Texas. Is there anything good that comes out of Texas or Florida? Now, okay. Austin, great music, you know. But sometimes you think that, don't you? He told the Fort Worth Star-Telegram on Sunday, quote, "I'm going to say Texas has made a decision on marriage, and if there's a state with more lenient views than Texas, then maybe that's where they should live," end quote. He's talking about veterans. He's talking about veterans! People are out there, if you listen to the right-wing propaganda, which is not true, but if you listen to right-wing propaganda, they're out there killing to protect Rick Perry's white, protected, buttery ass. That's what they're doing. They're working to protect him, see? And when they want to come home to Texas, if they happen to be gay, we don't want you. Now, according to what I have here, Perry's comments were in response to a question during a news conference about what he would tell gay war veterans returning from Iraq. Can you believe, what's he going to do? What is this useless bastard going to do? Is he going to go over to Fort Hood, and as these soldiers get off the airplane, he's going to stand there and say, "All right, where are the queers? Are you okay, come here, you're a queer? Get out of here! We don't want you here in Texas, bastard! Get out of here, you faggot!" Is that what he's going to do? What are you going to do about the coffins coming home, Rick? Huh? Are you going to go over there and scream at the dead soldier? Ah, oh, you filthy animal. God, I hate these people. Ah. Shara Greer is the Director of Law and Policy for the Service Members Legal Defense Network. That's a group for gays in the military. And she issued a statement saying the following. More than 66,000 lesbian and gay veterans make their home in Texas. Their service has defended the freedom of every Texan, including Governor Perry. The governor's remarks dishonor their service. And he should immediately apologize. We should be thanking these brave men and women, not asking them to leave, end quote. All right, now, as you know, you know me, I disagree with about 90% of that statement. Most of the part that I disagree with is the part about defending the freedom of every Texan. We don't defend the freedom of anybody. We defend the oppression of anybody that has natural resources that we want, or markets that we demand, or a political system we don't like. Okay, so let's really put it where it's at. You know, we stopped defending freedom when? 1945? I don't know. But we do not defend freedom. We oppress freedom. So, Ms. Greer, I disagree with you there. But I do agree where you say the governor's remarks dishonor their service, and he should apologize. Now, there's a guy named Colonel Paul W. Dodd. He's a retired Army chaplain, and he's an honorary board member on the Service Members Legal Defense Network. He now lives in Texas. He's a colonel. He said in a statement, quote, "Gays and lesbians have defended our country since the American Revolution," end quote. Well, no kidding. But Governor Rick Perry doesn't care about that. He wants to stand on the battered bodies of gay folk in order to advance his political career. He doesn't give a damn. None of these psychopaths care. They don't care. Did the Nazis care how many Jewish corpses they stood on? No. Did the Soviet masters care how many peasant corpses they stood on? No. Do these fake Christians care how many gay corpses they stand upon? No. The colonel said Governor Perry's remarks were outrageous and offensive and do not reflect the views of fair-minded Texans who value the service of our men and women in uniform. Well, Colonel, I disagree with you there, too. Governor Perry's remarks do reflect the views of Texans. Oh, I see. You put the qualifier in it, fair-minded. How many fair-minded Texans are there, Colonel? 87? They all live in Austin? Okay, I'm going too far with this. All right. I know there are a lot of people in Texas who are fair-minded. I don't know how you stand. Well, how do I live in Georgia? Jesus, what am I saying? Did Rick Perry serve in the military? So this filthy, filthy man, this filthy, filthy, filthy man, what's he going to do? Is he going to stand, if not at Fort Hood, you know, some soldier gets discharged, where? Fort Jackson, I don't know, Fort Stewart, Fort Gordon, Fort Benning, wherever. And they get in the car and they drive home to Texas. Is this son of a bitch going to stand at the state line of Texas and say, wait a minute, you a queer? Hey, soldier, get over here. Are you queer? We don't want you. Get out of here. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I just absolutely hate these people? Not the gay folk, the homophobes.
Need some wood?
That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas, won't you get away? That's right, you're not from Texas.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Bob,
you can take this job.
Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yeah.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You got to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well.
You even know where to get startup money?
Yeah, my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too, a master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
But that's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Would you like to live a longer and healthier life? Improve sexual performance and pleasure? Slow down the aging process and look younger? Of course you would. But how? Total Health Vitamins carries over 18,000 products that will improve your life today. All products are 100% natural and unconditionally guaranteed. Lower your blood pressure naturally. Increase sexual performance and activity. Lose weight with healthy diet supplements including Hoodia, and stay young looking with anti-aging supplements. Total Health Vitamins makes good health affordable. Visit our website at thvitamins.com. That's thvitamins.com. Today's special money-saving offer is BP Manager, the natural way to support healthy blood pressure. This clinically studied formula helps support heart and circulatory health. A two-month supply of BP Manager normally retails for $59.50, but TH Vitamins low price is only $28.84 with TH Vitamins discount and a $10 coupon saving you over $30. Order now. Call 1-800-901-1811. That's 1-800-901-1811. Or order online at thvitamins.com.
The Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
It's 21 past the hour. Okay, Jim West in Spokane, Washington, thanks to the whole clutch of folk, gay and straight, Jew, Gentile, man, woman, black, white, who wrote in. Jim West, mayor of Spokane. And again, people like Ken Melman, who heads the Republican Party, Rick Perry, who's the governor of Texas. You know, if these people would stop hating themselves, and it goes on and on and on. God only knows how many. I wonder how many members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff are gay. How many generals and colonels and majors in all branches of the military. How many instructors at West Point or Annapolis, you know, happen to be gay? If these people would take a stand, if they would publicly take a stand, how quickly would this homophobic bigotry be shot full of holes? I mean, you can, if all of a sudden you find out that these iconic to these Christian right-wingers, these iconic leaders, you know, if you're in the military, if you're in the Republican Party, if you're in, you know, they are beyond leaders to the knuckle-draggers. They are like icons. And if these people would just step out and say, yeah, I'm, I happen to be gay, or I happen to be lesbian, and put an end to this. Something's got to put an end to it, because I'm telling you, there's trouble coming. You know, these fake Christians are really, really, really exercising their flab. They've got all three branches of government. They're intimidating left and right. Television shows, news programs, zoos, theater companies, movie exhibitors. Boards of education, government agencies. You know, where's it going to stop? Rick Perry. I wish I were a gay veteran right now, just momentarily. I wish I were just coming back from crazed combat in Afghanistan, where there is real combat there. You know, what we have in Iraq is what we had last time. It's slaughter. And I wish I were a veteran, returning from, you know, 18 months of really hardcore combat duty. Maybe even a couple of Purple Hearts, you know, where it had been hand-to-hand a couple of times. Where it was me and a Taliban-ish a mountain person who crept up on my campsite at night and tried to slit my throat. I have no business being in this country, but you know what I'm saying. And I wish that I was just kind of teetering on deciding whether or not to go totally insane or try to keep, you know, at least a tenuous grip on reality. And I lived in Texas, and I got off the plane at Fort Hood, and my boyfriend picked me up, and we got in the car, and he said, "Hey, did you hear what Rick Perry said about you?" Oh, son of a bitch. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh. Thank God I'm not gay. From Gilda. Just a quick note. In the last month alone, what has affected me personally? I work at a clinic where two patients have died as a direct result of inadequate health care coverage. One, a 70-year-old diabetic cardiac patient who had Medicare, worked part-time, but still could not afford her medicines, died prematurely without the medicines. Another, a 57-year-old who had lost her job as an aide at a nursing home, and along with the job, lost her insurance because of government cutbacks, suffered chest pains for a week or maybe longer, yet could not face what an emergency room visit would wreak on her already precarious financial situation, died unnecessarily of cardiac arrest. Cop cutbacks and unaccountability, home security, my ass. My neighbor went missing this past Friday evening, vanished. Nothing in the news. The cops are not helpful at all. We have a large Latino population here, yet they send the whiteys to fill out their forms. This desperate family needs help. I've contacted everyone I can think of. I'm so disgusted with the fact that if you're a missing person, you better hope to hell that you're a beautiful, blonde, young woman, or else you're nothing. That's from Kathy in Minneapolis. I said Gilda. Ashley's from Kathy. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
But know that it was just a dream. All the covers that I see are different from the books I read. Everything is crumbling around me. Why does everything cost so much money? Could somebody please help out my family? My mom needs hearing aids, new shoulders and new legs. My dad needs a break, he works all day every day. My brother needs a place and a job where he can make enough money to take care of his baby.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
No matter what you do, work can be stressful, and all that stress might cause you to grind your teeth at night. So why not go out and buy yourself a doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion and save your teeth, and put all that grinding to a stop. Just like that. Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard. Now in three sizes at Rite Aid and other fine stores.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis and eczema for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, is the only treatment I've used that actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch, no more bleeding, and I haven't had a flare-up since I started using it. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc is the only product that's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't. It's really the closest thing to a medical miracle.
Call now for your 30-day risk-free trial of the Skin Zinc system at 1-800-507-5904. That's 1-800-507-5904. Eliminate itching, flaking, and scaling. Call 1-800-507-5904. Restore your skin to a clearer, healthier state. 1-800-507-5904.
Hi everyone, I'm Matt Lauer, and Sunday night the Discovery Channel and I want to find out who's your greatest American.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
George Washington.
Who's done the most to shape your values and culture?
Oprah Winfrey.
Who inspired you and changed the way you live?
Muhammad Ali.
Now you get to vote and decide in Greatest American, a four-part series on the Discovery Channel, hosted by me, Matt Lauer.
For the people, by the people.
Greatest American, Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on the Discovery Channel.
Keep on the sunny side.
Have a bewitching summer at Days Inns and get $250 in discount coupons every time you stay. Book your stay at daysinn.com and enter the Stay a Spell sweepstakes. You could win 1 million trip rewards points or $100 in free gasoline, like magic.
Why don't you keep on the sunny side of life?
Days Inn, the best value under the sun. See Bewitched in theaters this summer. No purchase necessary. Legal residence 18 or older, ends 9/15. Subject to rules at daysinn.com.
I'm going to give you a secret, something that will save you time and money. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, you can hold your meetings online, so you don't ever have to leave your office. So, while driving your sales up, your travel costs are going down. Schedule a meeting in advance or on the fly, and during your conference call, everyone logs on and they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. Present, demonstrate, and collaborate, just like you're all in the same room. With GoToMeeting, you'll get more done more efficiently. Unlike other providers, GoToMeeting is affordable. For one low monthly rate, meet as often as you want. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
Planet check. You are one of us, ocean warriors, in the fight to save the oceans, waves and beaches.
International Surfing Day cleans up.
This June 21st, Surfrider Foundation is working with Surfing Magazine, Boost Mobile, and Billabong to hold the first ever International Surfing Day.
That's Matt McLean, Director of Marketing for the Surfrider Foundation.
We're going to be going down to the beach and paddling out in the water, and then stick around for a beach cleanup. We're going to be holding beach cleanups in California, Florida, New York, and Texas.
Last year, 4 tons of cigarette litter was picked up off our beaches in a single day.
So we're excited to get people out there and picking up all kinds of trash and keeping our coast clean.
For all the 411, go to surfingthemag.com. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes. Just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3, or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Marty Kaplan. The Republican right is now targeting the professoriate. Here's their stinging indictment of college teachers. By an overwhelming majority, the faculty members at American universities are more likely to register as Democrats than to call themselves Republicans. Why do you think that is? Academic freedom? That's so September 10th.
Marty Kaplan. So what else is news on Air America Radio?
A liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Before the hour. A couple more comments here on Perry. I'm getting some emails here. Drew in Houston says Governor Perry was caught in bed with his male lover by his wife. Reggie writes in, Rick Perry had a student deferment about his military for 2 years before he enlisted in the Air Force. He flew in many parts of the world, but he was not sent to Vietnam. And then Oh, it's Reg from TVNewsLies.org. Have you all been to that website yet? TVNewsLies.org. If you haven't been there, you got to go check it out. But he writes, Reg writes, Mike, just to put this worm into perspective, Perry financed the Swift Boat vet ads in their attack on John Kerry. He supplied $100,000 to this group of lowlives, which was about half their funding. They didn't need more because the corporate media played their ad for weeks as news and interviewed their founder over and over. Yeah, well. Now, as far as the, I hate to drag up something that's old, but the co-author of the book Unfit for Command, Swift Boat Vets Speak Out Against Kerry. Remember these filthy bastards back during the last presidential election? You remember them, right? Well, this guy's Jerome Corsi. Got an email here from, this is from my senior correspondent. Chris, he found an article in Agape Press. And Chris writes, just how insane are the thugs in the right wing? And then Chris sent this, quote, debate continues as to whether the informant once known as Deep Throat is a hero or a villain for helping bring down the Nixon administration. Author and commentator Jerome Corsi, that's the guy who co-authored Unfit for Command, is one of those who feels Mark Felt's clandestine leaks to the Washington Post during the Watergate investigation helped create the atmosphere that led to the tearing down of America's defense structure. Corsi says Felt's revelations led to a series of events, including the Church Committee, the dismantling of America's intelligence system, the weakening of the FBI, the detriment of our ability to catch criminals, including international criminals, and a web that has made it impossible for the CIA to function and protect us, and may have even led to 9/11. Of course, he says Feld is a villain, not a hero, because of the weakening that the left wanted to do on the intelligence administration, of course, he says. For them, Mark Felt is also a hero. And for us on the conservative right, Mark Felt did a great disservice to the United States in pursuit of his personal goals by helping the cause of the left to weaken our so badly needed intelligence and law enforcement services. And for these reasons, of course, he concludes, in the final analysis, Felt is more of a villain than a hero. And instead of lionizing Felt as a hero, the author contends, Corsi contends, the national media should have vilified Felt, as Corsi feels they did with people such as Linda Tripp, Paula Jones, and Kathleen Willey. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. And then Chris writes, now, it wasn't Clinton or the Democrats or the gays and lesbians and feminists that helped bring about 9/11. It was Mark Felt and the Church Committee. My God. And, you know, if you saw that, you would vomit all over it. I mean, you would throw things at your computer screen, or if you found a newspaper, you'd just burn it, or you'd cut it out and laugh at it, and you think to yourself, Jesus, these people are so grossly distorted. It's just unbelievable. But the people who suck this kind of stuff up, you know, they'll go to work tomorrow and they'll say, yeah, did you know Mark Felt is the one who caused 9/11? That son of a bitch. You know what he did? He made it impossible to catch criminals. And here they talk about him as a hero. He was a favorite of the left because he destroyed law enforcement. That's what people like Jerome Corsi are doing, and Rush Limbaugh, and Sean Hannity, and Savage, and the rest of these useless, well, they're not useless, they're very useful to the fascists. But this is what they're doing to the country. This kind of stuff. Day in and day out, coast to coast, border to border, radio, television, all these thugs on the talking heads thing, on the alphabet soup, on the networks, and these right-wing editorial writers, and the website stuff. This steady, pump of sludge and sewage, whether it is this degenerate ex-Christianity crap, or kill the gays, or hey, let's all get behind this right-wing freak nutcase because she happens to be African-American. That'll fool the Negroes. They'll think that we really like them, and they'll come vote for us. You know, that kind of stuff. It's just, I don't know. It's like living in an asylum. Speaking of which, we kind of do live in an asylum. Are you aware of that? In the Washington Post, there's a study out right now. It was put together by the lead author of it is Ronald Kessler. He is the Harvard professor of healthcare policy. He led the research. The research is called the National Comorbidity Survey Replication. Ooh. And it says, according to the Post, that one quarter of all Americans met the criteria for having a mental illness within the past year. And fully a quarter of those had a, quote, serious disorder, end quote, that significantly disrupted their ability to function day to day. That's according to the largest, most detailed survey of the nation's mental health. It was published on Monday this week. And it says, although parallel studies in 27 other countries are not yet complete, the new numbers suggest that the United States is poised to rank number one globally for mental illness, researchers said. And that's just in the faith-based community, right? The exhaustive government-sponsored effort, it says here, based on in-depth interviews with more than 9,000 randomly selected Americans, finds blah, 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 blah. Less than half of those in need get treated. Those who seek treatment typically do so after a decade or more of delays, during which time they are likely to develop additional problems. The treatment they receive is usually inadequate. Younger sufferers are especially overlooked, the survey found, even though mental illness is very much a disease of youth. Half of those who will ever be diagnosed with a mental disorder show signs of the disease by age 14, and three-quarters of them by age 24, but few get help. Why? Why don't they get help? Well, many factors contribute to their not getting help, including inattention to early warning signs, inadequate health insurance, and the lingering stigma that surrounds mental illness. How much therapy did I do, Kathy? I did 13 years of therapy, didn't I? Yeah. There's a stigma around mental illness. I was crazier than a loon. I still am. I just have, you know, I've got it under control now. Not, I don't take drugs, but I used a lot of psychotherapeutic techniques to overcome some really, I'm not going to bore you with it. I'm not even going to talk about it. But, yeah, I did 13 years of therapy, some of it really, really intense. And to overcome stuff. Now, when I promoted the other day that I was going to talk about this, I got a couple of emails from people who suffer from massive depression. With me, it wasn't depression. With me, it was just, it was other stuff. But, and I came to fully understand it and deal with it. But it took a long time. So, when I talk about this stuff, I know what I'm talking about, okay? From not clinically speaking, I'm not educated in this area, but I mean from experience, from having gone through, some of it was depression, murderous, enraging depression, because that's what I learned was depression is to a large extent it's unexpressed anger or rage. So when I talk about mental illness, I'm not coming at it from a condescending or patronizing point of view. But how else could it be in this country? Of course we're number one in mental disease. Take a look at media. Take a look at government. Take a look at religion. Jesus, some days I get, it used to be, there was a time when I would wake up, I wouldn't want to leave the house for various reasons. And, I always did. I mean, I wasn't agoraphobic or anything like that. But I think, Jesus, what's the point? Now I think that because it's full of crazy people out there. You know what I'm saying? Do you? Of course you do. Now, I don't know what your particular mental weak spot might be. I'm relatively reasonably sure you have a mental weak spot. We all do. That's what this report says people don't like to talk about. I'll talk about it. I was crazier than a loon. It's a wonder somebody just didn't throw a net over me. But it would have had to have been a net made out of chains, I'm sure. But, we're constantly told that up is down, black is white, war is peace. No wonder we're all insane! Huh? Right? You know what I'm talking about? Good God, this study, what surprises me about the study, that only, whatever this percentage is, half of us or a third of us are nuts. Seems to me to be more like 75%. Don't email me and tell me don't use terms like nuts. I understand, but, you know, I've been there. I've done that.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. From TNT, executive producer Steven Spielberg and DreamWorks Television, a six-week television event from the first Wagon West to a clash of two nations.
White men are like locusts.
From the California Gold Rush to a railroad that united a country.
I came out west to make my fortune.
This summer's most anticipated television event, Into the West. Three chances to watch every weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. See it tonight at 8, 7 Central on TNT.
Hi, this is Larry King. Did you know that drinking a glass of delicious Welch's grape juice every day can actually help keep your heart healthy? It was news to me. But studies have shown that because Welch's 100% grape juice is made from antioxidant-rich Concord grapes with no added sugar, it's actually good for your heart. In fact, Welch's has twice the antioxidant power of orange juice. But who's counting? I'm too busy enjoying the taste. Welch's grape juice. Isn't it nice to know that something as good as Welch's is good for your heart, too?
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the Internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is Internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Lynn. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-789-0964. That's 1-800-789-0964. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months at $140 value. 1-800-789-0964. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/31/05. Call now.
You're listening to the sounds of MDC, featuring the vocals of Michael Dean Carr and the legendary rhythm section of Chuck Rainey and Bernard Purdy. MDC are bringing their original mix of rock, jazz, and R&B to B.B. King's Blues Club and Grill on June 9th at 8 o'clock. If you've listened to Aretha Franklin, Marvin Gaye, The Rascals, Steely Dan, Paul Simon, or James Brown, you've heard members of MDC tear it up. And on June 9th, you can see them tear it up live at B.B. King's. A portion of the proceeds from this show will benefit City Harvest. Tickets are $20 in advance, $22.50 day of show at the door. Get your tickets now by heading to the Air America Radio website at www.airamericaradio.com and click on the show's link.
MDC, live at BB King's, one night only, June 9th at 8 p.m. Go to AirAmericaRadio.com, click on shows, and get your tickets now.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Ten before the hour. Regarding what we were talking about the other night about the Kyoto Treaty and how the Bush crime family just lifted its leg and urinated all over that, they don't care. Based on the orders given them by ExxonMobil, Ed wrote in, hi Mike, I'm in your discussion of the Bush administration's attempt to ignore the effects of greenhouse gases upon the planet, I'm happy to report that there's been a growing trend among U.S. cities to adopt the standards and provisions of the Kyoto Protocol. Greg Nichols, the mayor of Seattle, has pushed the initiative, and as of June 7, 161 cities have opposed Bush and committed to implement the standards for their cities. If anything, it's a signal to the world that Americans do not support this president on this issue. Thanks for the reminder, Ed. I had seen that over the past couple of years as it has developed, but 161 cities, that's good. Mike, I heard your show tonight. This is from last night, especially the part about global pollution and how the Bush administration doesn't seem to care, and it really hit home with me. My name is Patrick. I live in Wisconsin. My dad has been working for the Department of Natural Resources in Wisconsin for about 25 years or so. And he really prides himself on doing his part to save the world instead of destroying it. Really makes me proud to see him so willing to sacrifice his sanity and put up with being a state employee so that he can do what he does. What pisses me off is how the conservative morons in the state and the U.S. government seem hell-bent on tax cut after tax cut. Do they realize that those taxes are what makes essential state-run programs like the Department of Natural Resources work? Do they realize that in the process of making their already sickeningly rich buddies a little bit richer, they're crippling my state's ability to keep toxic waste and animal crap out of my air and water? Do they realize that they're destroying this planet? Are they really that stupid? I mean, they're all college graduates, so they have to know what they're doing. Can they really be so greedy and self-righteous and evil that this kind of stuff doesn't bother them? I'm the kind of person that tries to seek out the good in everyone I encounter, so I have a hard time believing that these people can have such a premeditated agenda. I guess I have to learn to lower my expectations when I look at people. Anyway, I wanted to let you know that your message tonight really spoke to me, and that until the Republicans assume total power and hunt down and kill all progressives, there will be people like my dad that are trying to keep this planet inhabitable. Fine, Patrick. Well, if you're listening tonight, Patrick, you know, tell your dad that just a whole bunch of us out here are glad that there are people like him who are willing to do what he does to try to keep the planet inhabitable, as you say. But I think the right wing, the neo-fascists in this country, yeah, they understand what defunding means. That's the whole idea. That's why Bush has driven this country right to the brink of bankruptcy. In any real world situation, the United States would be bankrupt. At least as far as its credit rating is concerned, I understand cash flow, and that's what our gross domestic product, or whatever they call it now, that's what it is, the cash flow. And you can live on cash flow. Hell, I know, I've done it. But the whole idea in driving the nation into debt, that's one of the reasons they hated Clinton, because Clinton figured out a way, being a very astute Republican that he was, he figured out the third way, how to be a hell-bent for leather, global capitalist, a neoliberal, and that's not a nice term, by the way, a neoliberal, and get the country, on first of all, out of budget deficits and start paying down the national debt, which has ballooned by $3 or $4 trillion since the moron has been in office, Bush. So Clinton figured out how to do it, and that's one of the reasons the right-wingers hated him, because he was putting the country back into black ink where there would be money for things like the Department of Natural Resources or the Enforcement Division of the Environmental Protection Agency or money for the Superfund cleanups or money for real honest-to-God education or real honest-to-God health care. You see? And the neo-fascists hated that. That's not what they're about. They're about defunding everything. They're about depopulating the planet. They're about let these useless, sicko, non-Christian, non-white, non-Republicans die. That's what the AIDS thing in Africa is all about on that continent. Bush and his thugs, they're no more interested in helping black people who have AIDS? Oh, please. But he stands out there when his State of the Union messages and he makes these claims. They haven't given a damn dime. Nothing. Nothing has gone. Oh, you read in the paper that $800 million? No. Read it again. Read the fine print. Read what people have to do. If they mention condom use, the money's withdrawn. Now, these people are about death and destruction. They're about big death, monster death, mega death, Mount Everest of death, so that Jesus will find it all pleasant and come back. Patrick, thanks for writing. And like I say, tell your dad we appreciate what he does. Pat wrote something in larger context, but she says, war is a moral issue, poverty is a moral issue, violence is a moral issue, lying is a moral issue, hate is a moral issue, health care is a moral issue, bombing is a moral issue, and all they effing care about is abortion and a bunch of frozen embryos? Yeah. They do care about gay marriage, too. So I guess there's a couple of things there. All right. We have a break coming up here. When we come back, we're going to take a beaucoup phone calls. So stick around, okay? If you're not, tired and had enough for tonight. Stick around. The best hour is coming up. Goodbye, all you folks who listen to WLIB in New York. The best hour is coming up, and you got to go. Switch over to satellite radio or the internet. We'll be here when you get back.
On Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Do you value your right to privacy? Then pay attention to this. The Bush administration has given the U.S. military access to your personal records in a domestic spying program far more ambitious than anything undertaken in the past. Since 2002, local law enforcement and other government agencies have been making information about civilians available to a Pentagon power center most people have never heard of. The name? The U.S. Northern Command, or NORTHCOM. Mother Jones reveals that NORTHCOM has been skirting privacy laws by forging partnerships with private data miners. Because most of NORTHCOM's activity takes place in secret, very little is known about exactly what kind of information the center is gathering and on whom. Are there any laws keeping the Pentagon from spying on you? Not really, but there should be. For the full report, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Top three reasons I'll be doing some serious planting this weekend. Number three, I like beautiful things. Flowers, plants, my husband when he does the dishes. Number two, gardening lets me express myself. And the number one reason, prices have just been pruned.
Don't miss Garden Value Days at the Home Depot. Now through June 15th, get 10% off any plants, shrubs, and flowers. Plus, the know-how is free. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. See store for details.
So, that car insurance quote you got online looks pretty good, but you don't have any other rates to compare it with, do you? It's time to think easier. Think Progressive. At Progressive.com, we'll give you our direct rate and the rates of our top competitors, plus an apples-to-apples comparison of how each company stacks up. Go to Progressive.com.
A
Available in most states and situations. Progressive Halcyon Insurance Company and its affiliates. Mesa Village, Ohio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Spencer Rain. Questions about Al-Qaeda connections intensify in California. 5 men have been arrested as part of a terror investigation in Northern California. The Justice Department says 23-year-old Hamid Hayat admitted to attending an Al-Qaeda training camp in Pakistan for about 6 months in 2003 and 2004. An FBI affidavit says he and others were, quote, being trained on how to kill Americans. Hayat and his father are being held on charges that they lied to investigators. Meantime, in their hometown of Lodi, Mayor John Beckman says every effort is being made to protect the Muslim community from possible backlash.
Right now, no, there aren't any problems. We're not having, you know, a lot of race tensions. It's just a matter of, you know, a handful of folks, you know, think it's okay to yell at people and call names, and that's not right.
3 others are being held on immigration charges. Hamid is expected to make an initial court appearance on June 21st. Hurricane jitters dot the southeast at this hour as the first storm of the season, Arlene, threatens to hit the coast of Cuba. The National Hurricane Center says the tropical storm is swirling about 110 miles southeast of the country's western tip, already sending heavy rain and gusty winds ashore. Emergency officials are starting to take precautions for residents living along the Gulf of Mexico from Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist expects the Senate to vote next week on the president's controversial nominee to be the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. Democrats, however, say they still have enough votes to block John Bolton's nomination. The previous vote to end debate on the nomination failed by only 2 votes. Democratic Whip Richard Durbin of Illinois says he doesn't believe Frist has found 2 more votes on the Democratic side in favor of Bolton. A New York City firefighter who died during the events of September 11th will finally be laid to rest. Noam Layden has more.
Nearly 4 years after the events of September 11th, the remains of one of the firefighters lost that day has been positively identified. A funeral service will be held Saturday for firefighter Keith Roy Maynard of Engine Company 33. Fire Captain Paul Washington knew Maynard well.
He was a good soldier. But he wasn't going to be a soldier for long. He was going to be a general one day.
Maynard was one of 7 members of Engine Company 33 to be killed on 9/11. Washington says his funeral will be a celebration of his life.
Life should be a celebration, though, for all that he did in his short time.
Noam Layden, New York.
President Bush is urging Congress to reauthorize more than a dozen provisions of the Patriot Act. Some key parts of the law are set to expire soon. Mr. Bush told a crowd in Columbus, Ohio Thursday that the Patriot Act has, quote, protected American liberty and saved American lives. Critics say the law goes too far and infringes on civil liberties. Air America Radio News, I'm Spencer Rain.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
The vocabulary of the average person stops growing by age 25. Don't let this happen to you, because if your vocabulary is limited, your potential for success is limited. Verbal Advantage on audio cassette tape is for people who've made the decision to keep growing. Busy people who want a powerful vocabulary but don't have the time to study. Just by listening, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with precise pronunciation and proper word usage. The words you use are a yardstick by which others measure your intelligence and your level of education. Again, if your vocabulary is limited, your potential for success is limited. So call now for Verbal Advantage, the Word Power Success Program for people who've made the decision to keep growing.
Learn more, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
The Al Franken Show.
On the next Al Franken Show, an all-new Wait, Wait! Plus, the New York Times' David K. Johnston on class in America and whether Hugh Hefner is really the embodiment of it. CIA spook Gary Schroen will tell haunting tales of Afghanistan, and our great friend Joe Connison eases us into the weekend with some relaxing outrages from Washington and a few grilling tips. All next time on Franken.
Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. You know, once again, enormous stack of stuff here to try to get through, but just can't do it. I hear that a lot when I listen to Air America. Here, let's get rid of Keith Olbermann, figuratively speaking. When I listen to Air America, I hear Al or Randy or whoever say something similar. You know, we have a lot of things to try to cover today. We can't do it. You just can't do it. When most of us who have been in talk radio for a while, like Randy has or I have, when we started 20 years ago, not that long ago, when we started, you know, there was no internets, and you weren't distracted, and I don't mean that in a negative way, by email. If people wanted to get in touch with other than calling in the program, they would send a regular letter. And, you know, I don't know, some of you remember back in the day when you would send a letter to somebody, you didn't expect an answer for a week or two. You know, you knew it was going to take, on average, 3 days for your letter to arrive, and then the person would read it and, you know, lay it down, come back, and maybe write an answer, and then 3 days you get back. And if you got a response in 10 days, 2 weeks, it was like, wow, okay, that was pretty quick. Now with email, you know, you email somebody, I'm guilty of this. If I don't get an instant reply, I think, well, why does this son of a bitch ignore me? You know, right? You feel, yeah, okay. So email is a distraction. I wouldn't give it up for anything because it is an instant feedback kind of thing, especially when you do talk radio. And, I keep getting notices every once in a while, and I'm sorry, I still use AOL. I'll say, you know, you've got 1,000 emails in your box, and we're not letting any more through. And Kathy will say, you better clean it out. You know, I don't know what the hell to do because I've got 900 emails I haven't answered. Literally. But it used to be, you know how you'd prepare for talk radio 20 years ago? Very quickly, let me tell you. You'd get the previous day's newspaper, whether the New York Times, the Journal Constitution, I don't care what it was, and you'd look through and you could cut this one out, cut that story out, cut this story out. If you worked at a radio station doing talk radio, you go to your friends in the newsroom. You say, what are the lead stories today? What do you got on the AP wire? The AP, what, the teletype? And that was it. And you know, a really heavy news day, you'd have four stories to cover. Jesus. You know, now? So this happens all the time. And I you know, I'm not sure how to handle it except to just mention it like I just did and say to hell with it and move on. Let's do some phone calls here. Philip is calling from San Diego. He's been holding on all night. Philip, welcome to the program and thanks for your patience.
No problem, Mike. And my ears aren't sweaty either.
Well, that's good to hear. Right?
Okay. Well, the reason I'm calling tonight is a couple of things. Howard Dean was being criticized by a lot of Democrats for saying that Republicans are not very friendly kinds of people, and they're pretty much a monolithic party that caters to the Christian right. And that kind of disturbed me to begin with. But then I came across a story last night about a young man that's in Memphis, Tennessee. That's in Bill I Love the Snowflake Children Frist area.
It is indeed.
And this kid had a blog, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote on his blog a little note that disturbed a lot of people in the area. And he had come out to his parents, and this is a gay kid.
Mm-hmm.
And what he had written on his blog was this. He said he had a talk with his mother and father in the room, and they let me know I have to apply to a fundamentalist Christian program for gays. They tell me that there's something psychologically wrong with me, that they raised me wrong. I'm a big screw-up to them who isn't on the path God wants me to be on. So I'm sitting here in tears, joining the rest of those kids who complain about their parents on blogs. I just can't help it. Well, I looked into it, and the place is called The Refuge, and it's in Memphis, Tennessee. And there's this guy, John Smith, who is the executive director of the place. Now, the website says he accepted Christ in 1982 and began his personal walk with Jesus Christ. His relationship drew John to leave homosexuality and its entanglements in February 1984. Now, this is what this piece of crap has to say to these kids. Now, keep in mind, okay, the website for them says this is an intensive program designed to minister to adolescents struggling with broken and addictive behaviors such as promiscuity, alcohol and drug addiction, and homosexuality. Yeah. This creep said, I would rather you commit suicide than have you leave Love in Action wanting to return to the gay lifestyle.
Oh, my
physical
God.
Death, you could still have spiritual resurrection, whereas returning to homosexuality, you are yielding yourself to spiritual death from which there is no recovery.
You see what I mean? These people are demons. They are devils. They are devils. The people who write that kind of stuff and say that to kids who are struggling with their orientation, these are demons.
Well, absolutely. Now, the good news about it is there's been a protest going on for 4 days in Memphis.
Yeah.
And it's at the site of this place. And if can I give an email address out for it?
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's fighting.homophobia@gmail.com.
At what?
Gmail.
Spell it.
gmail.com.
Okay.
Okay. And I also have the address. Can I give that out too?
Yeah, but it's probably a waste of time. Fighting.
Yeah. Well, they can listen. Also, they probably can get in touch with. Or
okay. Say the email address again, slowly.
Okay. It's fighting.homophobia@gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Okay, fighting.homophobia@gmail.com. Letter G.
Letter G.
Okay, gmail.com.
God, I hate these people.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, well, thanks for the website. Thanks for the information, Philip.
Oh, no problem.
All right,
thanks,
sir.
Thanks for what you do.
All right, take care.
Take care.
One of the things Philip just mentioned about Dean catching a crap from both sides, from Democrats and Republicans, about his comments, not to short circuit what Philip just said, but you know what Dean said the other day about the Republican Party being the party of white Christians, and Dean said subsequently, he said, you know, I'm a white Christian, but and then it turns out like 87% of the Republican Party is both white and Christian. But how about John Danforth? America Blog, one of the good blogs, one of the really good blogs on the internet, America Blog. Again, Chris, our senior correspondent, sent me this. It's from America Blog. Does anyone remember this? And it says that America Blog, gee, John Danforth is one angry Democrat. Oh, that's right. He's a former Republican senator, not a Democrat at all. But, oh, my, he criticizes a Republican Party as being the party of conservative Christians. But isn't that what Howard Dean said? I'm so confused. Why isn't mainstream media all over or all angry at John Danforth, too? Now, here's what Danforth wrote for the New York Times op-ed page earlier this year. Remember this? Now, this is what happens when you get information overload, because I'd completely forgotten this. Danforth wrote, by a series of recent initiatives, Republicans have transformed our party into the political arm of conservative Christians. The problem is not with people or churches that are politically active. It is with a party that has gone so far in adopting a sectarian agenda that it has become the political extension of a religious movement. In recent times, we Republicans have allowed this shared agenda to become secondary to the agenda of Christian conservatives. Okay. So why is Howard Dean catching crap for his comments? Right? And there's a website, you got to check this one out too, 10,000birds.com. It's the numeral, 10,000. One and four zeros. 10,000birds. Birds, you know, .com. From today, leading Democrats, including Edwards, Biden, Pelosi, Feinstein, have felt it necessary in the last week to distance themselves from Democratic National Committee Chairman Howard Dean. True, Dean has spoken bluntly, as is his wont, about Republicans, particularly Republican Party leadership. One wonders, though, where these upright Democrats find the time and energy to publicly criticize one of their own during such trying times. Now, I've got a little more from this to share with you when we come back. So you're going to like this. Stay with me. Stay with me.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
From TNT, a six-week television event.
I came out west to make my fortune.
Executive producer Steven Spielberg and DreamWorks Television take you on an unforgettable journey. Now, both stories will be told.
The ways of our people must change. They will die.
This summer's most anticipated television event. Into the West. Three chances to watch every weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. See it tonight at 8, 7 Central on TNT.
The vocabulary of the average person stops growing by age 25. Don't let this happen to you. Because if your vocabulary is limited, your potential for success is limited. Verbal Advantage on audio cassette tape is for people who've made the decision to keep growing. Busy people who want a powerful vocabulary but don't have the time to study. Just by listening, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with precise pronunciation and proper word usage. The words you use are a yardstick by which others measure your intelligence and your level of education. Again, if your vocabulary is limited, your potential for success is limited. So call now for Verbal Advantage, the Word Power Success Program for people who've made the decision to keep growing.
Learn more, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
I was using my computer like I always did, just minding my own business, when it began acting weird. It crashed a couple of times, but seemed to reboot okay. Then it began slowing down. Documents and spreadsheets took forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. But I remembered hearing an ad for stop signs, so I called them, downloaded their scanner, and found out that I had two viruses and a bunch of spyware, including a program that was sending my personal information to complete strangers. I got stop sign, and in just minutes, it destroyed the viruses, removed all the spyware, and now it watches my computer for new threats. Plus, my machine is blazing fast, just like the day I got it. If your computer's acting weird, slowing down, or crashing, do what I did. Call StopSign and get protected. Protect your PC with StopSign, the one-call solution. Call 1-800-243-1483. That's 1-800-243-1483. Call StopSign right now. 1-800-243-1483.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So, reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Twenty-one past the hour. So the Howard Dean thing again. I don't need to get into my particular feelings about Howard Dean at all. But the attacks on Dean by these half-witted Democrats, and I'm sorry, but you know that's the way I feel about it. The Democrats publicly criticizing Dean because he states the obvious, right? Now, the Democratic credo is don't piss off the Republicans because they'll come and give us all red ass and they won't let us sit at the table where the big people eat. And, you know, I'm so sick of Democrats, I could just scream. Do you know these three neo-fascists who were up for judgeships, all three of them made it through? That's your deal that Harry Reid cut with Frist, right? Oh, God, these people make me sick, these Republicans. But anyway, at 10,000birds.com, further evidence, as if any more was needed, has emerged establishing that the war in Iraq was sold under false pretenses. But Democrats are speaking out against Dean. A major news magazine has been discredited to divert attention from confirmed instances of Quran desecration in Guantanamo Bay Prison. But Democrats are speaking out against Dean. Bush is nominated for a new U.N. ambassador, an individual who virulently opposes the very existence of the United Nations. But Democrats are speaking out against Dean. Osama bin Laden is still at large, but Democrats are speaking out against Dean. Ideologically extreme judicial nominees are being rammed through the Senate on the heels of a compromise meant to prevent Republicans from dismantling the rule of law in the legislative branch, but Democrats are speaking out against Dean. Social Security is in grave danger even while major corporations are pushing the burden of worker pensions and health care onto taxpayers, but Democrats are speaking out against Dean. Global warming is being ignored, evolution is being attacked, and embryonic stem cell research is being banned. But Democrats are speaking out against Dean. The mainstream media has surrendered investigative journalism and integrity for tabloid reporting and the illusion of balance. But Democrats are speaking out against Dean. The nation struggles under crushing gas prices thanks to an ineffective energy policy designed by the very oil, coal, and natural gas companies it enriches. But the Democrats are speaking out against Dean. Republicans are successfully conducting class warfare through the tax code, providing ludicrous cuts to the most wealthy Americans at the expense of the lower middle class, but Democrats are speaking out against Dean. Liars, crooks, and worse run amok in our government, but Democrats are speaking out against Dean. And I still get the occasional email that says, well, Mike, you can't leave the Democratic Party. I'll always be a Democrat in my heart. I will not support the Democratic Party. Not tonight, not tomorrow, not next week, not next month. Go, Howard, kick ass, take names, bring them down. Try to hide your record when you were governor of Vermont and your attitude about things, but keep doing it. Keep doing it, Howard. I support you. Go after them. Kill the bastards. Rip their throats out. You know, just do whatever you have to do. And watch the rest of the Democratic leadership go after Howard Dean. It's just incredible. All they have to do is shut up. Let Howard Dean run the interference. Let Howard Dean be the lightning rod. Let Howard Dean start kicking up the dust. He's not running for office, Nancy. He's not running for office, Joe. He's not running for office, Harry. You guys may be. Just sit back and shut up and let Howard Dean do the attacking, because you people won't do it. You people make compromises so that we get Janet Rogers Brown as a judge and Bill Pryor as a judge and John Bolton eventually as UN ambassador. So sit back and shut up, Democrats, and let Howard Dean do the work that you should do if you had any courage or political integrity or any desire whatsoever to pull this country back from fascism, which you obviously don't. So why don't all of you Democrats shut the hell up? All you governors and senators and members of their representatives, you people that have to run for office, Dean will do your dirty work. Shut up! Shut up! He has not said anything yet that is not true. But he says it with a force and power that you pink tutu Democrats just absolutely urinate on yourselves when you hear a Democrat say, oh, don't say that. Bill Frist will come and beat us up. Oh, stop, Howard. Oh, I don't support Howard. I don't support Howard. That's not me. I'm a real Democrat. You know, I want to be close to George Bush because he keeps the terrorists away. Howard, please shut up. Oh, God, I don't support Howard. I don't believe anything he said. Oh, the sky is falling. The sky is falling. Oh, please, Howard, shut up. Oh, Howard.
Out of the working man, which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on?
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Bob,
you can take this job.
Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well.
You even know where to get startup money?
That my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
Well, that's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Uh-huh. Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Lauer, and Sunday night, the Discovery Channel and I want to find out who's your greatest American.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
George Washington.
Who's done the most to shape your values and culture?
Oprah Winfrey.
Who inspired you and changed the way you live?
Muhammad Ali.
Now you get to vote and decide in Greatest American, a four-part series on the Discovery Channel, hosted by me, Matt Lauer.
For the people, by the people.
Greatest American, Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on the Discovery Channel.
You know those swoopy supercars you always see on magazine covers? Ever met anybody who actually owns one? Of course not. Like most, you probably drive something a lot less exotic. But with the right care, it can be the best car in the world. That's why we created new Mobil 1 Extended Performance Oil. With extra cleaning agents and 50% more Super Sin, it maximizes performance and protects critical engine parts for 15,000 miles, guaranteed. Mobil 1 Extended Performance. The oil that's changing oil.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix port in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, and nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of The Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You will also receive a free 2-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-590-9870. That's 1-800-590-9870. 1-800-590-9870.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes. Just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron, and while Mark Riley rides the teacups in Disney World, I'll be doing the show live from the Strand Bookstore in Manhattan. Playwright and actor Eric Bogosian will be there to hang out, along with comedian Jim David and mayoral candidate C. Virginia Fields. Plus, I'll give free stuff to our live audience. It'll be like a big birthday party, but with books. Friday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio. It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's 26 before the hour. All right. That stuff about Howard Dean, I don't want to say. I just at least he's not backing down. He's not like the Democratic Party leadership, the ones that need to get elected, and we just don't care. No, I can't say that. But at least Dean is fighting back and not backing down. Republicans now, of course, are accusing Dean of trying to divide Americans by religion and faith. Rotten bastards. Here, what does it say here? Representative Eric Cantor of Virginia called the comments Howard Dean's game of division and hate. It's just astonishing. Oh, well. David is calling from Oregon. David has been very determined to get on the program this week. And David, I'm sorry that we've run out of time over and over. Here you are.
Oh, this is me live?
Yeah, I certainly hope so.
Okay, I've been trying to promote myself as the water-powered car guy.
The water-powered car guy.
Yeah. The solution to the world's problems, so we can prevent Armageddon and everything, if we step back almost a century, about 75 years ago, to the water-powered car. My uncle, Hugh Wilson, was there when the water-powered car drove from Los Angeles to Fresno, California in the spring of 1929. And I figured out how the guy did it.
Well, tell us.
He took a fairly new for that era diesel engine, which takes in a gulp of air and compresses it. And that air, when it's compressed, gets very hot. I think it's Boyle's Law or something like that. And when you inject the oil at the top of the top dead center, what they call it, the oil reaches a temperature where it goes to flame, like 450, you know, somewhere in there, a large amount of high degree of temperature, and it blows up, and you exhaust the carbonaceous and et cetera products. What this guy figured out was that the liquid that was injected absorbed the heat of the compressed air, and he injected the water in there, and 450 degree water is what they call superheated, and the steam engine idea was still pretty prevalent in that era,
right.
And it flashed into a steam. 1 cc of water will turn into 1600 cubic centimeters of vapor if it's allowed to. If not, the piston's in the way. It'll push that piston really hard. Trouble is, you've just supercooled that gulp of air. And by the time both elements come down, the water and the air at the same time, you hit the dew point, and all of a sudden you've got a powerful suction happening in that cylinder before it reaches bottom dead center. So that's why you have to take the springs off the intake valve so they it can act as vacuum breakers. You take in a gulp of warm air, it prevents snowing or small particulates of water raining out in your cylinder, and your exhaust product is cold air, cold water, and a bit of fog. It's an endothermic process. It absorbs heat from the environment, and it would be wonderful in, for example, desert communities. It doesn't work very well in northern communities. That's why it ran in, you know, Southern California. Mm.
Was this the basis upon which the Stanley steamer was operated, or was that just straight ahead steam power?
Oh, that was straight ahead steam power, where you're generating heat.
Right. Well, have you built one of these, and do you have a website? This is, you know, really fascinating. I just got kind of dizzy because you're using a descriptive language that I'm having a hard time following because I'm not the brightest man on the planet. But so two questions. Have you built one? A. B. Is there a website that talks about this?
No and yes. I haven't built one because I'm afraid. I ran into...
They'll come and kill you if you build one that's successful.
Sure. I mean, do you remember a program called Strange Universe? They actually did a program on a southern state refrigeration technician who built a closed cycle. I'm thinking propane and alcohol, mm-hmm. you know, because you need a expandable liquid. It has to go from vapor to liquid and back again,
Wait a second. Is anything you're saying contravene some of the laws of thermodynamics?
Oh, no. If you run this machine in a closed room, you'll turn it into a walk-in cooler shortly. The valves will ice up, and it'll quit working.
Oh, I see.
It just absorbs the heat in the area, and if you don't have a steady flow of heat, it will shut down. The closest we've gotten to it is what they call heat pumps, and you can move like 8 times the amount of heat
mm-hmm.
versus the amount of electricity run through some heating coils would allow you.
Right.
So, and you know that they've got, for example, Stirling engines, which need a 3-to-1. In other words, 300 watts of heat will turn into 100 watts of mechanical power through one of these Stirling engines, and you've got an 8-to-1 production capability of absorbing the environment, the atmosphere, and we got to pump these things into deserts, pump up water, and run it onto, we're going to have to throw something to the oiliarchy,
Right, David, how do people find out at their leisure what you just said? Because I think a lot of folks listening to this program, like me, find what you're saying incredibly interesting, but we're having a little bit of a difficulty in following you, especially here on the eastern part of the country where it's coming up on 1 o'clock in the morning. A lot of people are just barely holding on, and they're kind of hearing this, and they're going, damn, that really sounds cool, but it's making me sleepy. Is there a website? Is there some place we can go? Because I'm serious. This sounds really interesting.
Okay. I'm working on inertial propulsion recently. The 1929 thing, it's a solution to the world's problems. I've moved on. I'm working on getting us out into outer space.
Right.
The website is www.open.org/David C.
Open.org/David C?
Yeah, all one run together. D-A-V-I-D-C, all small. Small letters.
Right. Kathy, did you write that down? Right.
Oh, hi, Kathy.
We'll put a link up. All right, say it one more time for the people who are just now finding a pen.
Okay.
www.open.org/David C.
D-A-V-I-D-C.
D-A-V.
Yeah, I-D-C.
I-D-C, okay.
David C.
open.org/David C. All right.
No caps.
No caps. I hate caps. All right. Yeah. Thanks, David. I got to move on. That was fascinating. But like I said, it's just...
By the way, to find the water-powered car, you got to open up old site zip. It's a compressed file folder from many years ago when I was still working with young and eager students.
Okay. Is this explained at the website?
Okay. Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. Thank you, David. I appreciate you checking in. When I get home tonight and I have to go through my decompression ritual so I can go to sleep at least by 3 in the morning, I'm going to go to this website, open.org/David C. How many folks are already there, I wonder? That's one thing I hate about talk radio, my own business, is that when you get somebody really fascinating like that, it's like, okay, but we got to move on, I guess. I don't know. What the hell do I know? Priscilla is calling from Montana. I believe Priscilla is our, I always think of Priscilla of the desert, the Aussie film, but that's not you, right? You're a transplanted Brit.
Yeah, I know, but I wasn't the boss. The boss was called Priscilla.
Right, right.
Yeah. When I first called, I had my mind on one thing, but then you got on to 75 different tangents.
Yeah.
as things do happen to happen. I heard this interesting thing on CNN this morning, which practically made me throw up my breakfast. The Pentagon is saying that the reason recruitment is down is because the economy is in such great shape. That's the first reason. And then they put as a sort of rider to that, that, you know,
now who said that?
Maybe might have some influence on it. Well,
CNN commentator said that recruitment is down because the economy is in good shape.
So kids do not need to join the army to get a job. Well, a week ago they were saying that, you know, teenage employment and kids coming out of high school can't get jobs because the economy is in the toilet and there's too many immigrants and yada, yada, yada.
Hey, Priscilla, hold on. I got to do a break here. Hold on. We'll come right back to you. Stay with us, Truth Seekers. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity by simply telling your brain you are full. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine. It's true. H57 Hoodia is now available in America in its purest form. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight. Become an H57 success story. Just listen to this.
I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy. Although I struggled and lost most of the weight I had gained, those last 30 pounds seemed impossible to get rid of. A little over 2 months ago, I started using H57 Hoodia, and I've already lost about 25 pounds, and I still eat all the foods I enjoy. H57 is incredible. From the very first time I tried it, I just wasn't as hungry, so I ate less and finally lost the weight I wanted.
Become an H57 success story. Call for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia toll-free 1-800-227-0361. That's 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D-batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
If you're a business owner like me, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, you know it. The process can be overwhelming. And if you're concerned about getting the building you need on a limited budget, you call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. Look around and you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. Anthem Steel has a high quality solution for almost any size building you need. Churches, schools, or gymnasiums. So call us right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095, 800-708-3095. Even for manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, you know it. You can call Anthem Steel right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095, 800-708-3095.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. Before we go back to Priscilla, just roll the credits, please. Colin Tipton, Trent Wolbe, and Jason Isaac engineered the program in New York. Trent is a new guy? Oh, okay. Well, welcome aboard, Trent. David Fizikas answered your phone calls in New York. Thanks, guys. Our outside the city crew, Chris in Minnesota, Ben in Illinois, Mark Marshall in New York State, and Jim in Arkansas. Thanks to everybody tonight, and Catherine Bay, our executive producer. Now back to Priscilla, who has called in from Montana. Where were you?
I was very curious, Mike. You know, CNN is patting itself on the back this week because it's its 25th anniversary, right?
Right.
And they're not doing any investigative reporting. They're simply spouting what they're fed by the administration and the Pentagon. I just don't know when the journalists in Washington are going to wake up to the fact that they have a responsibility to actually report the news rather than report what they're told.
I don't think that'll happen. I have totally lost faith in anybody who claims to be a reporter. Now, let me clarify that just a bit, or a news gatherer. I don't think it's so much that these people have sold their souls to the demon fascists that are taking over the country. I think they want to report. They want to report news, but they are told what they may and may not do by the corporations that own these news gathering organizations. The word filters down, and these people are working, and they don't want to lose their jobs. So they're not going to do anything that will put their job or their health care or their annuities when they retire in jeopardy. They're just not going to do it, Priscilla.
Well, that's really depressing.
Well, it is indeed. But there's an answer. Just don't expect to get the truth. I mean, it's all right to look at CNN for the freak value, but go to the internet.
Oh, there, I do. I mean, I've
right. There are so many news sources, and there's still a bit of veracity and honest reporting. That's redundant, I know. In the foreign press, go to the British press, go to the Asian press. But you're not going to find it in American media. Not today, next week, or ever. It's over. It's finished. That is a finished, sewed up, zipped. It's yes. I do. I honestly do.
My sister in England keeps sending me, you know, links to stories in the English press about things that she says. Why is this not reported in America? And I'm embarrassed to say I don't know why.
Well, you can tell her what I just told you. It is simply because the corporations that now own media in this country, with one glaring exception, which is Air America Radio.
Yeah.
And we are a corporation, and we are mainstream media, and we are an anomaly. But The corporations that own media in this country simply have told their executives, and word works down, that you will not do investigative journalism. We are not here to do we are here to report the most bland, the most non-upsetting stuff we can. Occasionally we'll talk about the war in Iraq, but only from the perspective of how we're the good guys and those hateful, murderous bastards over there who are trying to defend their country are doing nothing but killing each other and our soldiers, and that's it. I mean, that's what we have to deal with. Unless you go to the blogosphere, you go to the internets. That's all that's left. Now, that's not to say, that's not to diminish it. When I say that's all that's left, what I mean is the real news is being, and the real journalism is being developed in cyberspace. Yep. That's where the next so-called Woodward and Bernstein is going to come from.
Absolutely. There's no question.
Yeah, it's not going to come from New York Times, the Washington Post. It's going to come from cyberspace. It's going to come from some of the blogs. There are some writers out there right now, some websites out there that are just incredible. And if you want news, if you want the truth, that's where we have to go.
Yeah, I know. And you know, the other thing that I've been following is campaign contributions. Have you ever looked at followthemoney.org?
I don't know if I've been there or not on a regular basis.
It follows, you know, the FEC follows campaign contributions on a federal level.
Right.
This is a website that tracks campaign contributions on a state level, all 50 states.
Uh-huh.
It's gubernatorial, House, Senate, and judicial races. And now they're following ballot initiatives. What they're doing is bringing in everybody who's contributed to those races. And it's fascinating. I mean, it's a very complicated website, and you really got to go through the tutorial to figure out how it works. But, man, it's fascinating to see who is working to elect people in states and mm-hmm. how that is, you know, down the road affecting federal politics.
Right.
Followthemoney.org. Go there. It'll blow your mind.
All right, Jesus, that's another website I've got to go check
out. You know, people don't know they exist. I just found them by chance.
Right.
Followthemoney.org. And you know, here's another one that's really interesting. I am only in this country because I married an American, and because when you marry somebody in this country, you only get a conditional green card for 2 years.
Right.
Well, I just went and picked up the papers today to get the condition taken off my. Resident
alien status?
The requirements to do this have kind of quadrupled.
Well, sure. Yeah, you might be a Muslim terrorist.
Well, you think I'm a 57-year-old English woman? I'm a furniture maker? You think I'm going to bomb
Ah, that's just your cover story, Priscilla. You're probably a bomb thrower. You probably have a whole anthrax farm in your basement. Priscilla, I got
to
leave it there.
Great to talk to you, Mike.
We'll talk again. We'll talk again. Have a nice night. All right, take care. And everybody I left online, I'm sorry. You know how it is with this program. Priscilla's a furniture maker. Yeah, right. Okay. Bless your heart, sweetheart. Welcome to America. Got any information for us? Thanks for participating tonight, y'all. I'll see you tomorrow night. All right? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
You finally found your radio station, so isn't it time you found your magazine? Right now is the perfect time to discover America's hottest, widest read journal of opinion, The Nation. Because right now, The Nation is absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation. So nobody stops The Nation from exposing the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company. At last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept their free four-issue mini-subscription. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice. But I predict you'll be addicted and delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Call 800-999-6863 and accept four issues free. The Nation.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
Five tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix. Interactive technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis. Zavix Bowl.